Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is warm and sunny. In Jerusalem, it's a beautiful day to be outside. Meanwhile, in Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly. In Haifa, the temperatures are pleasantly mild. As evening approaches, expect a warm night across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in, the IDF has sentenced a soldier to 5 years for spying for Iran, sending images of interceptions. Also from Walla, Mikkel Katz, aged 82, has died from his wounds after being critically injured by a missile strike in Haifa earlier this hour. Also this hour, Times of Israel confirms an IDF soldier has been sentenced to 5 years for spying on behalf of Iran during the June 2025 war. Separately, I-24 News reports Iran has executed a man convicted of setting fire to public property during January unrest. And finally, Australian Jewish News shares that a Sydney sandwich icon has called out an anti-Semitic customer, drawing a wave of community support. Reaction has been swift on social media. Michal Kotler-Wunsch, an Israeli politician, posted just minutes ago, emphasizing the importance of defending democracy and the pursuit of life and liberty. Al Arabiya English posted earlier today, indicating China's firm opposition to a U.S. sanctions bill targeting countries buying Russian energy. Raylan Givens, an advocate for Jewish causes, wrote minutes ago that the U.S. ambassador to Israel has responded to accusations from a U.S. politician defending the embassy's actions and urging a comprehensive understanding of both Israeli and Palestinian perspectives. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF soldier's sentencing. Reported by the Jerusalem Post, the soldier, accused of spying for Iran, reportedly passed information in exchange for money. Although the soldier did not provide critical military intelligence, the court considered his actions a serious breach. The case underscores ongoing security risks for Israel. Turning to the tragic news from Walla, Mikkel Katz's death is a result of a missile strike that occurred months ago in Haifa. The Iranian ballistic missile caused significant damage and casualties. Katz's passing highlights the enduring impact of such attacks on the civilian population. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel provides additional context on the soldier's case. The ruling acknowledged that he eventually cut ties with Iranian agents and reported the incident. This raises questions about the pressures faced by service members during wartime. It emphasizes the need for vigilance within the ranks. In related reporting from I-24 News, Iran's execution of a man during January unrest indicates the government's continued crackdown on dissent. This execution may further strain Iran's relations with Western nations concerned about human rights abuses. Finally, on a lighter note, from the Australian Jewish News, the Sydney sandwich shop's stand against anti-Semitism has rallied community support. This episode highlights the broader challenge of combating prejudice in everyday life, fostering solidarity among diverse communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Yehuda Eliyahu's appointment as head of the Land Authority has been cancelled due to his ties with Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich. The decision reflects concerns over political influence in public appointments. Separately, according to CTEC, the Israeli-designed Hermes 900 drone has crashed again in India. This incident raises questions about the reliability of the fleet as India plans to expand its use of these drones. And finally, from Globes, Pelephone has signed a memorandum of understanding to acquire Wecom for 265 million NIS. This move is subject to adjustments and reflects ongoing consolidation in the telecommunications sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.